Rescue efforts in China's quake zone shift. A Bible recording is helping preserve a language. And if you had to pick just one language to share the gospel, which one would it be? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Rescue is becoming recovery in China. Some 2 million people were affected by a 6.6 magnitude earthquake that hit the backwoods of Sichuan Province recently. No matter what challenges their teams face, Jeff Palmer of Baptist Global Response says they keep shining the hope of Christ.
It's not just about food. It's also about bread of life that lasts forever. It's not just about water. It's about living water that quenches the thirst for eternity.
Just getting to the quake zone to help survivors is extremely difficult. The terrain is mountainous and landslides remain a constant threat. Ask God to protect BGR teams as they bring help and hope.
Pray that our people going in will find those in need and show compassion, love, and give a message of hope to those who are suffering.
BGR is helping survivors with food, water, temporary shelter, and more. Can you help too? There's a link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, in 10 days, most of Syria's churches are planning to come together for a day of prayer. This will be an extraordinary show of Christian unity in Syria, where the ongoing civil war has claimed over 70,000 lives. On May 11th, join Syria's Remnant Church in prayer and fasting, or spread the word on social media sites. Open Doors is participating, having come alongside church partners in Syria. There are specific prayer needs listed with the story at our website, missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Have you ever read the Bible cover to cover? What about in one sitting? Well, probably not. Well, that's what Bible Pathway Ministries is planning to do, but they don't want to do it alone. They want you to join them. Bible Pathway's Karen Hawkins says this year's Global Bible Reading Marathon is scheduled for June 8th through the 13th.
Every word of the Bible will be read from Genesis 1 right through Revelation over about 90 hours, and it's going to be streamed live over the internet.
Last year, Hawkins says, was a success.
Last year, a young man was driving by, saw the lights, he came up, he sat down, he was scowling, he was angry, he wouldn't talk to anyone. The young man who was reading left, and God said, go back, you're not finished. The first young man, the one God sent back, led that young man to the Lord.
People from 10 countries joined last year. This year, she wants 36. If you'd like to join, find the link at missionnetworknews.org. Elsewhere in the U.S., one audio Bible project has had its share of challenges. Audio Scripture Ministries is trying to record John's Gospel in the Winnebago Ho-Chunk language. It's the disappearing language of a Midwestern Native American tribe. In 2010, ASM got permission to record Scripture in Winnebago Ho-Chunk to help revive the language. So far, only the Book of Mark is recorded. Pray ASM will get the funding it needs to record the Book of John. And we're bookending today's broadcast with a question. If you could only share the gospel in one language, which one would it be? Well, according to evangelist Ron Hutchcraft,
Mandarin by far is the most spoken language on the planet.
Ron Hutchcraft Ministries just launched a gospel radio program into China in partnership with Transworld Radio. Why?
God has given to our generation the single greatest rescue challenge in the history of the church. 7 billion people. The orders haven't changed, only the numbers have changed. Go tell everyone everywhere. In that same generation, he has birthed the technology that actually puts that within reach.
TWR translates the program and produces the Mandarin version with a native speaker presenting Hutchcraft's words.
By way of radio and internet, I can present Jesus to more people in a week than I've done in an entire lifetime of all the face-to-face meetings I've ever had.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's CD, Hymns for the Christian Life, with your gift of any amount. It features songs like In Christ Alone and new songs like Christ is Risen, He's Risen Indeed, and others. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you one. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.